family, friends, and supporters are grieving today after the murder of Dr. George Tiller. He was one of the most well-known doctors in the country to perform late-term abortions. A gunman killed Dr. Tiller yesterday as he attended church in Wichita, Kansas. Frank Morris of member station KCUR begins our story where Tiller started his career at a clinic he inherited from his father.
Standing in front of Dr. Tiller's clinic, it's a fairly large, nondescript, one-story building. This is where Dr. Tiller got started in 1970. After Roe v. Wade in 73, he began doing abortions here and did tens of thousands of them. Recently, this place was the only one of only three in the country that did late-term abortions. That attracted women from all over the country and anti-abortion activists. In 1986, they bombed this building. 7 years later, Dr. Tiller was shot on these grounds. And in 1991, this site became ground zero of the abortion debate when Operation Rescue set up its Summer of Mercy protests here.
I was disturbed by it.
Connie Pace Adair never saw those protests 18 years ago. In fact, the last time she stood at this clinic before today was more than 30 years ago.
I was very frightened. I was alone. I was a single mother. I was in an abusive relationship.
I've even got two thimbles, Betty. Well, I have a thimble.
This morning, the Blanket Makers Group, older women who meet on alternate Mondays, is busy sewing for charity in the Reformation Lutheran Church. This is the church where Dr. Tiller was killed by a single shot. Reverend Lowell Michelson says he heard it from the other end of the church as he was starting the service.
Something that sounded like maybe a child dropping a hymnal on a tile floor, kind of a pop.
Now, sitting today in the foyer where yesterday's shooting took place, Michelson says the congregation is stunned.
So many of us here don't have words, almost don't even have emotions right now because of the shock of this moment.
Sheriff's deputies arrested Scott Roeder 3 hours after the shooting yesterday. He was driving toward his home in suburban Kansas City. Roeder's 51 years old and pretty well known around Kansas, at least on the front lines of the abortion issue. Some of his fellow anti-abortion activists say Roeder believes in justifiable homicide. The Wichita Eagle found a website posting where he called Tiller the concentration camp Mengele of our day, arguing that Tiller, quote, needs to be stopped. Back at the clinic, a car will drive by every so often, and a woman will get out and put flowers up by the fence. There are a few dozen bouquets there now. A lot of people don't want to talk, but one who did says that while she didn't agree with Dr. Tiller's stance on abortion, she respected him for making a stand, and that no one should die the way he did. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Wichita, Kansas.